Let's start by thinking about the situation of North American and Western European cities after World War II. Just about all these cities had experienced decades of disinvestment. The Great Depression of the 1930s was worldwide, as was involvement in the war. In most of these countries, there were the first stirrings of what we think of as deindustrialization, industry leaving urban areas for suburbs or other parts of the world. Many advanced economies also experienced the growth of automobile ownership and some movement from dense urban neighborhoods to areas at the edge of the city or out of the city into suburbs. In some places, London, cities across Germany, just to name a few, extensive wartime destruction made the need to rebuild even more urgent.